And it is the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. Once again, we are here to pray for you. So if you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 is the number to call. You can also email or text to prayer@yeshome.com. Whatever your need today, let us know what it is, and we will lift it up before the Lord in prayer. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you to lift each other up into your presence, to pray for one another, encourage one another, help one another, knowing that you are there to hear from us. You are a good and gracious God who graciously receives us, loves us, cares for us, and does for us all that we need. And so we celebrate you this day. We rejoice in you this day. We praise you this day because you are such a good and faithful Father and exalt you in all things. We pray, Lord, that you would move with power and might in the lives of each person who calls in as they seek after you, that they would know your goodness and your grace in this day. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we like to get into the Word of God to give some spiritual nourishment to our day, to get ourselves focused on the Lord, get our hearts ready for prayer. And so we're looking in the book of Colossians. We're going to be working through that book here for the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. And we're going to start in verse 6, basically talking about how the faith and the love that they had and how that love sprung from that faith and all of that sprung from the hope of the gospel. So we pick it up in verse 6. It says, all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace and all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We'll stop there. That's a lot. Probably won't even get through all that. You know, yesterday we talked about how they had this faith and this love that was flowing from the hope that they had in the gospel. That being rooted in the gospel, rooted in the Word of God, rooted in the knowledge of the work of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus, is what produced their faith and produced their love. And then Paul talking about how this gospel is being spread throughout the world. All over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit. All over the world, the gospel is being spread, and he talks about Epaphras, who took the gospel to Colossae and first told them about Jesus. And this is a good reminder for us that indeed all over the world the gospel is bearing fruit. Sometimes we can look around the world and say, oh man, everything's just falling apart, church is dying, you know, we're losing influence, just bad things are happening, it's terrible. But it's not. The church continues to grow. We look at places like Europe and say, oh, the church is dying out, and indeed it's the church has faded greatly in Europe, sadly, and they're in desperate need of spiritual revival there. But you look in Africa, South America, and Asia, Christianity is exploding. It's growing by leaps and bounds. In China, the church is growing as much as they're trying to crack down. There's a reason the Chinese government is cracking down so hard on the churches, because they're growing and they're not able to control them and they're scared of them. They wouldn't be bothering if Christianity were just, you know, fading away. A fading Christianity is not a threat, but a vibrant Christianity is. And so they're scared of it. They're scared of this vibrant Christianity that's a challenge to them. And so we see this gospel going forth in all the world, and it is having powerful effect. The gospel is growing. The gospel is spreading. We shouldn't despair. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be concerned about our nation and the power of the gospel here and the need to spread it further and for people to embrace it. We don't want to go the way of Europe. We need to fight against that and proclaim this truth. But let us not despair of the power of the gospel. It is growing. All over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it's been doing among you. So we rest in that truth and that hope. And then we get this wonderful prayer. And we won't look at all this, but I want to look at a few things of it. For this reason, since that day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. So they're praying. They've heard this great news. They've heard about the gospel taking hold in the city, and they're praying for them. And look what Paul is praying, what these apostles are praying. Asking God to what? Fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Their prayer is that they would have knowledge of God's will, knowledge of God's purposes, knowledge of God's plans, knowledge of God's desires, knowledge of God's heart, what he is doing through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, through the work of the Spirit, illuminating their minds and giving revelation to them and helping them to understand and see the will and purposes of God. This is their desire, that you understand what God's will is. Not our will, not my will, what I think God's will is, but what is God's true desire? What is his will? What is his purpose? And of course, to learn that, we get into God's word and the word of God, which instructs us and tells us, because God has told us what his will is. In so many things, we already know what the will of God is. God's will is for the gospel to be preached to all nations. God's will is for us to love one another. God's will is to love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. God's will is for us to be made like Christ. God's will for our families is for husbands and wives to love one another, for parents to raise up their children in the Lord. We know what God's will is in so many areas. Keep ourselves pure from the world. We know God's will in many cases. You know, sometimes it's not just knowing God's will, but are we then going to follow it? Do we know it with all spiritual wisdom and understanding? See, wisdom, and that's an important thing that he prays for, through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Not just that we understand God's will, but wisdom is applied understanding. Wisdom is applied knowledge. That's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is knowing stuff. I can know what God's will is, but am I living that out in my life? Wisdom is applying that knowledge and that truth. Knowledge can know truth, but wisdom applies it, lives it. And that's the difference between the two. Are we living out the truth that we know? Are we living out the will of God that we see around us? And Paul even goes on to this, say, why are we praying? We're praying for you to understand God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And verse 10, he says, and we pray this in order that. So here's why we're praying this for you. So the prayer is that they understand God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's the prayer. Here's why he's praying it. And this is why we want to pray this for you, that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints of the kingdom of light. So we're praying that you understand and know the will of God, and we're praying that so that, one, you live a life worthy of the Lord, so that you can please him. We please God when we live our lives according to his will and his purposes, that we would bear fruit in every good work, so that we live a life pleasing of God, lived it according to his will, and that life is bearing fruit, spiritual fruit. It's doing good works, caring for others, loving others, and growing in the knowledge of God, even as we grow deeper and deeper in our understanding of him. And again, he comes back to that knowledge of God, knowing God, and knowing not just about God, but knowing God. This is a relational work. This isn't just an academic exercise. He wants us to have a relationship with God, to know God in the sense that I know my best friend, I know my wife, I know my kids, I know my friends, whatever. We know these people, and it's not just knowing facts, right? I mean, I can look up anybody, and you know, if somebody's got a Wikipedia page, I can look up facts about them, find out all about them. But I don't know them. I've never met them, talked to them. I just know some facts about them. That's not knowing someone. If you go on somebody's Wikipedia page, you know, like Jeff would go and look up Russell Wilson because he's, you know, a big fan of Seattle. No, but let's say Jeff is a big New Orleans fan. So let's say he wants to know about Drew Brees. So he goes on Drew Brees' Wikipedia page and he finds out all these facts about Drew Brees. And he can quote all Drew Brees' career statistics and what he does. And here's some charities he's involved with. And here's how he spends his time. And maybe this is his favorite food and whatever. He doesn't know him. Right, he knows facts about him, but he doesn't know him like he met him. You know, he traveled down to New Orleans one day and they bumped in on the street corner and they ended up having lunch and he even invited him back to his house and they spent the weekend together. That's knowing him, right? Jeff's like nodding his head going, yes, Lord, please let that happen. But that's knowing him, right? That's knowing somebody. That's having a relationship with someone because you've spent time with them. You've talked to them. You've built a relationship together. And that's what Paul is praying here. I want you to know God, grow in the knowledge of God and your knowing of him. that you would be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Because as we grow in that knowledge, that relationship with God, we grow in his power. The power to live lives that will please him and be worthy of him. The power to bear good fruit. And the power so that we may have what? Great endurance and patience. It's interesting he prays for that. I'm praying you know God. I'm praying you know his will. And I'm praying that you'll know that so that you can live lives worthy of him, bear good fruit, grow in your relationship with him, experience his power so that you will have patience and endurance. Because it takes patience and endurance to live the Christian life. It's hard. It's not easy. We've seen these, you know, high-profile Christian leaders walking away from the faith. Why? Because it got hard, and they didn't have patience and endurance. I don't know why. I'm not going to speculate on that. But they didn't, for whatever reasons. And I'll suspect that it has something to do with the knowledge of God, not knowing, having a relationship with him, not having real spiritual wisdom and understanding of him, not really experiencing his power. And therefore, when it got too hard, when it got too difficult, they walked away. You know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult to live for God. And we have to have patience and endurance if we're going to do that. The result then is joyfully giving thanks to the Father because of the inheritance that we have to be a part of his kingdom. This is Paul's prayer for them, that because of his love for us, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And I want you to know this and experience this and live this in deeper and more powerful and more intimate ways. As you come to a greater and deeper understanding of God, as you grow in your knowledge and relationship with him, this is what we want for you. This is what we're praying for you, that you may live lives worthy of him and bear good fruit. This is what God is praying. This is what they're praying for the Colossians. This is their desire for them, and it's God's desire for us. Because when we grow in that knowledge, when we're rooted that firmly in the Lord, we're not going to be swayed. We're not going to be among those who fall away. We will stand firm. We will stand up against trials and tribulations and persecutions and troubles. We will not be among those who shrink back, as the writer of Hebrews says, but among those who persevere. So let's grow in that knowledge. Let's pray this prayer for ourselves, that we too would grow in this knowledge and experience the fullness of God. This has been the Prayer Closet. Once again, thanks for joining us. If you have prayer requests, you can go ahead and call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's folks here who would be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. You can email or text your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com, and we'll pray for it on the next Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.